This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Sonyeon Sung, is with us. She is an amazing person. She's a CEO, a coach, author of the book we're going to talk about today. It's called The Launch Book, and so many more things. But Sonyeon, welcome to our show today.
Derek, thank you so much for inviting me to join you on this awesome podcast.
You're looking at it from other people's perspective. And I feel like in our world, so many of us are looking at things from our own perspective and then either convincing others or seeing how it fits with ours. Just do you mind? I mean, talk a little bit more about that, because I really like that.
Well, one is, the core underpinning of leadership, you have to start with self-awareness. You have to understand who you are, what you bring to the table, your superpowers, as well as your weaknesses, right? And then you complement others in teaming up with them so that you're stronger together as a team. But so you do have to start off with a point of view or a perspective. However, if you are only stuck in that one singular point of view, then life would be so boring.
Right.
but it's constantly, I think about it as going out there and looking for ways to others, ways to change my mind, have my mind be changed. So much of how we interpret people's actions is based on our initial belief about them. So you take a leader whose actions are, say on the court, we've seen these with a few coaches, they are super tough and they can seem like just really demanding, but because people's belief about them is that they care about their people, they have high standards, their actions are going to be interpreted with that, in the context of that belief. However, the same exact actions, you have another leader, for example, exhibits the same exact actions, says the exact same words, makes the exact same demands, but if the belief around that particular leader is that they are all out for themselves, they're a terrible person, then that same action is going to be interpreted quite differently. And so I'm always, in starting off with that self-awareness is also an awareness of what's the belief, and can that belief be changed about someone? So being open to having our minds changed. And so going out and then understanding the other person's stories and understanding where they're coming from.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.